You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Trust. We can actually walk away from a situation and feel good for several hours afterwards. So as you can see, it's really an important act, giving. And it's not just about giving to get back. It's about giving without the expectation of getting back. Which is why it's better to give than receive. Benefits are much greater when we give. And when we share. And when we volunteer. And when we help out. So, this year, when you think about giving, it's not just about buying the presents. Think about all these other aspects. When we give, things increase. The more we give, the more there is to give. The more other people give, the less depression we have, the less anxiety. It builds our self-esteem. Builds trust, it builds community, builds cooperation. All of these things provide increase. The more we give, the more we have to give, the more others give. I know for myself, part of what I do is I give of my time. It's part of what I'm doing here. Counselor's chat is not something where I get any kind of benefit. I don't even know if I've even gotten a client from the time I've been doing this probably over 4 years now since Hunterdon Chamber Radio began. I don't get paid for it. It's something that I do voluntarily. I do it because I want to promote good mental health. I do it because I want to remove the stigma for people who are struggling with issues and have some shame about reaching out to get some counseling. I do it to promote licensed professional counselors, because a lot of times people don't know what licensed professional counselors are. I do it to educate. There are consequences for me. I've made friends here at the chamber. I believe that there are people that at times have contacted me on the internet that as a consequence to this show I have helped. I say to people, my job is about going out of business. Not that I necessarily want to go out of business. However, by helping people who are struggling with mental health issues, giving them good tools, good coping skills, helps them live healthier, longer lives, more satisfying lives, encouraging people to volunteer. It's a good thing, volunteering. I've made lots of friends volunteering. So I'm going to take another short commercial break, and then I'm going to end up my show today talking a little bit about holiday stresses and just about being safe. I think it's a really important thing to do. And with Christmas literally around the corner, tomorrow, Christmas Eve, the parties are in full swing. We have a long holiday weekend ahead of us, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I do want to talk a little bit about some self-care, where this Christmas season is upon us. I'll be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. And I basically talked about the benefits of giving, being this is the season of giving, and to not limit your giving just to this holiday season, but to take it all year long because the benefits are many, many. And as I said before the commercial break, I do want to end today with talking just a little bit about staying safe during this holiday season. And so I'm just going to give a few pointers. One of the things that I'm going to say that's really important is wash your hands a lot. Now, I don't mean like an OCD wash your hands, but make sure you wash your hands. There's a lot of handshaking, touching of things that we're buying and in and out of stores and things where we're much more active out in the public. So it's really important to wash your hands, at least rub them together for 20 seconds underwater. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue if you're going to cough or sneeze or your elbow. So, and not to use your hands. We were originally taught use our hands, but you cough into your hands and you shake your hands with someone else. Make sure that you do that. Now, right here currently in New Jersey, we are having an unusually warm spell, and I think that's the Santa Ana, I'm not a really weather person. Anyway, make sure, even though it is warm out, to dress appropriately. Do not go outside in t-shirts and shorts, even though it is warm. It's a good opportunity to get sick. So make sure that you take care of yourself that way. Work at managing stress. Well, what does that mean? That means keep a schedule. Get your bills paid. Make sure you sleep. You take time to breathe. You can say no to a party. Don't drink too much. Believe it or not, drinking and alcohol actually can increase stress. Give yourself some time to relax. Make a gratitude list. There you go. Don't overdo it. And, we do. So don't overdo it too much. How's that? Journal. Give yourself some time to sit and enjoy the lights. Enjoy family company. So often we work so hard to make things perfect. They don't have to be perfect. Hopefully you've gotten vaccinations for your flu shot. Make sure that you get all those things taken care of, especially if you're going to be traveling. A lot of travel goes on. And prevent injuries. This is a good time for a lot more injuries, a lot more accidents. Make sure you've got batteries. Make sure that you have carbon monoxide and smoke detectors in your homes. Don't leave candles burning unattended. I hear people are going to be barbecuing. Be careful with all of that. Kids are going to get new bikes. They might go outside to ride them because it's warm. So be careful. And again, drinking too much, drinking and driving, smoking pot and driving, smoking pot at all. I'm an anti-pot person. I'm not big on alcohol either. Good time to quit smoking cigarettes. Don't leave a fireplace burning when you go out. If you have doors on it, close it, all of that stuff. Be careful. Be safe. Watch your kids. All the new toys, all the little gadgets, food and drink and candles. And pets. Watch your pets. Don't feed them foods that is not good for them because it's the holidays and they might like it, such as chocolate. And when you prepare foods, make sure that you do it in a safe way. You can always look up food safety if you need to do that. I tell you, Googling is a great thing. If you have not sent Christmas cards in the mail, you can always just spend a little time doing cards online. So that's about setting some boundaries for yourself. Oh, I didn't get to this. I didn't get to that. Be safe. No big deal. Do you know Christmas starts Christmas Day? And we have 12 days of Christmas. How many people are going to throw their Christmas tree out the 26th of December? So you have time. You have time. Stay active. So don't give up if you have an exercise routine, don't give it up. If you struggle with things like diabetes, make sure you manage your health during this holiday season. Oh my gosh, the food is just incredible. We're baking cookies, handing cookies out, eating cookies. So be careful. The holiday parties at work, family holiday parties. Be aware of what you're eating. Limit fats and salts and sugary foods. Be active at least 2.5 hours a week. and help your kids be active too for at least an hour a day. They're all home. If you are at a party, if you are drinking, do not drive. Be responsible for yourself. Designated drivers are nice. But friends, have a good time together and don't get drunk. Don't get high. Make it so anybody could drive home. Be careful on the roads. You yourself may have said, I don't think I'm going to drink that much because I need to drive. But that doesn't mean other people on the road have followed that same. And one of the things that I've learned to do is if I'm out driving and it's late at night, I'm on my way home from a party and I notice the car in front of me is swerving, I call the police. I do my best to give the police information and say, there's a such and such a vehicle on route whatever, whatever, and I think that person might be a drunk driver. Don't hesitate. So, I hope those were some helpful tips. It's really, so much of it is just about being aware. Just some basic self-care, suggestions for yourself. Holidays don't mean we have to get sick or injured or drunk. So, with that being said, I have a Christmas bell on. Wish you all a Merry Christmas, another Happy Holidays, and a good New Year. I will actually be back next week. As I said, one of the benefits of having your show on Wednesday is you rarely have a day off. But I don't mind. Think about the gifts that you're giving, the gifts that you're receiving. Be safe. Enjoy family time. Stay sober. Have a good laugh. Reminisce. Talk politics. Talk politics. Don't be politically correct. And have a good time. So this is Ruth Altamira Roll signing off for Counselor's Chat. And I want you to think about that hashtag, Mental Health Matters, hashtag Remove the Stigma. I will be back next week. Merry Christmas.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Listening to USA Radio News.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So-